right, it's time to jump on the tours here, Time Machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day, today being the 15th of November. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 1532, commanded by Francisco Pizarro, Spanish conquistadors met with the Incan Emperor Atahualpa for the first time outside Cajamarca, arranging a meeting on the city plaza the following day. Naturally, this being the conquistadors, it did not go well. They ambushed and kidnapped Atahualpa, killing thousands of Atahualpa's counselors, commanders, and unarmed attendants. This marked the opening stage of the conquest of the pre-Columbian Incan civilization of Peru. Today's date in 1705, Austrian-Danish forces were victorious over the Cossacks at the Battle of Zeebo, leading to their purchase of Transylvania. After 16 months of debate, on November 15th in 1777, the Continental Congress approved the Articles of Confederation as part of the American Revolutionary War. Brazil was declared a republic by Marshal Deodoro da Fonseca, as Emperor Pedro II was deposed in a military coup on today's date in 1889. 1910, the destroyers Parramatta and Yarra arrived in Australia, the first ships built for the Australian Navy. Winston Churchill resigned from the government on today's date in 1915, following failures in several campaigns during the First World War, including, of course, Gallipoli, although he remained a Member of Parliament. 1943, German SS leader Heinrich Himmler ordered the Gypsies, who we know today as the Romani people, were to be put on the same level as Jews and placed in concentration camps. Obviously not good news for anybody. Today's date in 1943. Gemini 12, the 10th and final crewed Gemini flight as part of NASA's space program, completed its final mission when it splashed down safely in the Atlantic Ocean. Today's date in 1966. In Washington, D.C., 1969, somewhere between 250,000 protesters staged a peaceful demonstration against the Vietnam War. All we are saying is give peace a chance. 1972, the first ever aircraft hijacking in Australia took place in fairly bizarre circumstances. The perpetrator, a Czech migrant by the name of Miloslav Rubenek, boarded and set Airlines Flight 232 to Alice Springs in Adelaide with a concealed sawn-off 22 rifle and a knife strapped to his leg. He forced his way into the cockpit, but the pilot told him he was too busy to talk and Rubenek would have to sit down for the landing, which he did. Once on the ground, the hijacker demanded to be given a light aircraft, a parachute and a jumpsuit. No money, as his intention was to commit suicide by parachuting to a remote location and surviving for as long as possible in the outback before killing himself. No happy ending here, unfortunately. Rubenek was eventually shot by police and killed himself in a more conventional manner. 1988, an independent state of Palestine was proclaimed by the Palestinian National Council. And finally, November 15th in 2012, glorious leader Xi Jinping became General Secretary of the Communist Party of China. And some famous birthdays for us today. William Herschel, you should know his name if you're a big fan of Uranus, born 1738. Painter Georgia O'Keeffe, 1887. Ed Asner turning the big 9-0, and shoemaker Jimmy Choo is 67 this morning. And some famous musos, Petula Clark is 87, Frida Lyngstad of ABBA is 74, Chad Kroeger, Nickelback 45, Christian Andrew of Gojira 43, Jeffree Star 34, Bob B.O.B. 31, and Philip Dausch of Milky Chance is 27. We're going out on this one this morning. This one going out to Russell Tyrone Jones, better known as Old Dirty Bastard of Wu-Tang Clan, and from his solo work, born 1968. Originally formed what would become Wu-Tang Clan with cousins Robert Diggs and Gary Gris, RZA and GZA would go on to become one of the biggest, most influential hip-hop groups of all time. Died in 2004, 2 days before his 36th birthday. Going out on Wu-Tang Clan, protect your neck. For this day in history on 2SER.